stands on it, you know, going to just blow off, you know. And they bed behind things, the boy was trembling for him. Bed his first thing, had one pull him out. Mowing his, and he bed his, and he had a terrible time getting out. That's because that water just stayed down the land, you know. That's much, it's dry, not too much rain, it'll soak up so much, you know. Never have had no trouble before, been here 20 years. Never had a bit of trouble, but now this first time we have had it, they had a terrible time.
Yeah.
But the other way, that's the kind of land you want. If you go out and buy some good, tenable, producing land, you want bottom land,
yeah.
Low land. Not no hill, tired of steep. Of course, that'll make them, but it's hard to work.
Mm-hmm.
Those hillsides, you know, steep. And there's places between here and up yonder in the mountain. It's straight up. I never had been up in that mountain one time in my life. Wasn't in the interstate then. We went to this old North Carolina, a bar that I told Gina worked with. And we were going to see a friend live out in North Carolina. And honestly, I believe you could almost look down some people's chimneys, you know, circling them hills. I never seen nothing like it. They had built ways to pass those trailer trucks. But said way back, he told a few before that, it wasn't in a way if you got behind one going up one of those mountains, you just had to stay behind until you got from the top, you know. He couldn't give you no. But now, later that, when we went to, they had places where that trailer would pull over and let you come on by. And you know, there was been something you had to go up in his deep places. That's David's off. Of course, you've been over those mountains, haven't you? Between you and Asheville, mm-hmm. North Carolina.
Not really in the mountains, but he's been on.
Now, that's some of the worst ones I've seen in my life. I've never seen nothing. I just couldn't believe that in the kind of hills in the world.
Yeah.
And they're dreaded too. They still got interstate, but I think it's still dreaded. Now there, they can make a lot quicker time, of course.
Yeah.
If it gets ice, snow, you know, scares them. They get scared.
I guess so.
We think about going out there. Just hope to go maybe sometime this summer. Stay away there. Andy's never seen the ocean. I never had seen it until I went out to that time. But since then, I've been to Florida and went to fishing one time. I won't never go no more. You get seasick or ride out on a big boat, get seasick?
I've never been seasick, but I can see how you could.
I'd like to die. I wasn't on one either. There's a 33 I was on there, and I think it's about 28 or 9, just like it's dead, scattered out just like. They want me to go down under the water, down the bottom. Said it'd be better. A lot of them did when I first said they're gonna take me down in there. Shoot, I won't go down under that water. Go down under that, in the bottom of that boat. I needed air. All air I could get. About to die. Just vomit. Get just a little bit better. And that thing fall off another hole, that boat.
Uh-huh.
And couldn't see that water cover slap up. Couldn't see nothing. Just pure water over top of it. Then he'd finally pull out. Oh, that thing just one hole after another falling off them holes. Had several people tell me they'd carry me free of cost if I would just go with them. I'll never go in. Never worry about me going back out on that walking ocean. Not enough especially. Them stones, they just hit you too quick.
Yeah.
They stopped everybody over. They wouldn't let anybody go after they got everybody off of it at night. They said I was white as a cloth.